Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another version of the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. All right, we have our guest here. I'm going to introduce you to him in a second. I just want to introduce our co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing?
I am great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. Our board is lit up. Before I bring our guests, all the callers, please hold on. We'll bring you one at a time, but let's introduce the guest first. Our special guest right now is Joe Molina. He's the Veterans Chamber of Commerce radio show, talk show host out in the L.A. area. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Joe, for inviting me to the show. It's a pleasure to be on a Sunday and sharing our ideas and projects with you all. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for coming on. The first thing I'd like to talk about is you handle the Veterans Chamber of Commerce. You have your own radio show. Can you explain what the Veterans Chamber of Commerce and what you do?
Yes, of course. And by the way, I love the intro song. It's very, very great choice on selecting that music. But
John Adams. John Adams and Sons of Liberty, Patriot.
There you go. Awesome music. Anyways, so we started the Veterans Chamber as a result of working over 15 years through the military bases, providing training under SBA programs and meeting with transitioning military who were ready to leave the military and go out to the civilian world, and identifying that at that time there were really no platforms that they were waiting for us when we got out of the military. And that was, so everything kind of came out of my own personal experience, going through the challenges, the misunderstandings, the frustrations, the rejections, the obstacles, all those things that came along with the great things that come up when we service, when we provide the service. So as a result of identifying gaps, one of the things that we wanted to start with was to creating a platform that will embrace, welcome veterans who were transitioning out of the military, their families, and including their kids, who wanted to venture into becoming their own bosses. They wanted to start their own business. That's how the whole idea started. But since then, it has evolved into other areas. And by the way, Joe, our Chamber of Commerce is free for every veteran. It's free to every veteran-owned company. It's free to every nonprofit who serves veterans. We don't charge anything. So the way we sustain ourselves is by having we have a few sponsors. We have a few what we call mentors. We have people like that, and also the radio show is a way for us to spread the word, bring individuals who are eager to share what they're doing for the military community across the nation. Even though we are based and we started in San Diego, but the chamber has grown into a national, having a national presence. So we serve veterans from New York to Florida to California. So all the three points in our map, we serve all the veterans. And think about this, Joe. When someone gets out of the military, like I did, and we go somewhere, like I was in Alaska. So I went from Alaska to California. After years and years, everyone moved away. There was no connectivity anymore. So wouldn't it be nice if when someone gets out of the military that they could actually contact someone who can help them get reconnected in the new community? So if someone is leaving San Diego out of the Marines base and going into Florida or going into Kansas, wouldn't it be nice for them to have someone that they can meet them and kind of guide them through the process, reconnect them with the leaders in the community, talk to them about what's new, what's in the area, and support them one-on-one. So those are the kind of things that we develop on the chamber. And you mentioned that about the radio show, and the radio show is, again, we don't charge for the radio show. For a veteran to come on the radio show, we use what we call the pay it forward approach. So people want to pay, they pay. If they cannot pay, they don't pay. But we also have what we call the U.S. Veterans University, where a lot of military, when they get out, they want to have certificates. We all want to have degrees. We want to have certificates. We want to have job skills. We want to have job training, internships, those kind of things. There was no way for anyone to go to one particular place without having to go into all the different schools. So at the chamber, we house now what we call the U.S. Veterans University. So now we are gathering the entrepreneurship academy, the leadership academy, so we can train people, help them connect with those industries, whether it's construction, whether it's retail, regardless of what it is, that they have one place to go to instead of just piecemealing it everywhere. So hopefully this gives you a kind of extensive explanation. There's a lot more, but I just want to give an opportunity for you to ask any questions if you have any.
That is very good. Have you ever heard of Captain Matt Bruce?
I'm sure it's
He's up in Tampa, but he used to do the veterans that came back, especially the homeless veterans. He used to get them and actually went out and take these homes and stuff. And they gave, and if you rebuild that home, it's yours. You get them a trade that way and get them a business that end. But the veterans here, is there any, is this connected to the local Chamber of Commerce or are you separate?
We are our own Veteran Chamber of Commerce. We are National Veteran Chamber of Commerce. So we have, this is our own entity. We collaborate with everyone, Joe. So we always connecting and with, we are very strong in collaboration and participation. We are veterans. So we understand teamwork. We understand how to work with people. We understand how to work with team mentality. So our approach is, we don't charge chambers of commerce to be part of our chamber. And we want to collaborate with chambers of commerce across the state. The Chamber of Commerce in New York is what we call a community partner. We have chambers like chambers in Temecula, the Murrieta, Wildomar Chamber of Commerce. We are a community partner. Escondido Chamber, we're a community partner. So there's a lot of chambers of commerce, Oceanside, for example. So we collaborate with them, and we do what we call a dual membership.
So you work like
so
Chamber of Commerce
like
or Oceanside?
Veterans, excuse me. Are these veterans helping veterans, or you also interlink with the private sector?
We collaborate with the private sector, but this is the Veterans Chamber of Commerce. It's a national Veterans Chamber of Commerce, so it stands on its own. And we
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing this for 15 years, over 15 years. The chamber has been
We have people waiting for questions, and I'm going to give you one now, 929 area code. I want to see.
Okay.
929 area code. Are you want to give Joe Molina a question? Well, you have a question for me?
This is Darren Aquino. You wanted me to call in. I'm the candidate for Southwest.
Oh, okay, Darren. Give us about 10 more minutes, okay?
Okay. But it's a funny thing, though.
Right.
I'm the National Chief Advocate for Disabled Veterans for 35 years, and I'm not familiar with Joe, Mr. Molina. I'm not familiar with him.
So this is Darren Aquino, Joe Molina. You both work in the same area. Talk.
Well, is he in Florida with me or no? I'm in Naples, Florida. But
no,
he's
in California.
I heard that, but he mentioned some things up in New York. One of the things I started was the first telemed for our veterans. I come from 7 generations of military service. 3 of those generations were career Marines. So I'm very passionate about our veterans, and that's what led me to run, because you know here in Florida, we have 1,000 homeless veterans in tents. And, you know, when I make it to Congress, I've got a short window now, but one of the things I wanted to do is to put available housing, free housing for our combat veterans, and we would take and use and utilize the government properties that we, the people, own. And I talked with Home Depot and Lowe's, Army Corps of Engineers, and other veterans and families of veterans to help refurbish them right away. Because in New York, you had 4,000 veterans homeless. And I've been doing this nationally. I was the first national civil rights ADA before the ADA. And that was in 1983 because of Ronald Reagan. So I admire what you're doing, but I don't think your reach is that far because I haven't heard of you. And, you know, and the veterans community, and that's one of the problems that, you know, when it comes to this, a lot of folks drop the ball. You know, they say they love our veterans, and thank you for your service. You know, I really get upset. I was in a debate the other night. I get so upset because these elected folks go right over that subject. You know, they ignore it. And these are folks that are elected already seeking another seat. And even this most recently with the COVID, you know, our homeless folks, they're the vulnerable. They call the disabled vulnerable now. One of the biggest problems, they're the first susceptible to this COVID. I had COVID.
Joe, can you work with Darren on something like that between the two groups?
You're breaking up.
Charles,
I can't hear you.
Charles Molina, do you hear me now?
Yes, and you know, there's one of the things that I'm gonna answer for what I heard. There was a lot of breaking up on the audio, but what I heard about the homeless, and I totally agree with him. The homeless issue for veterans is something that is a pressing matter in so many different states: California, Florida, New York, North Carolina. Everywhere there is a need for systems and programs that support veterans. So anyone who supports programs that are helping veterans to get out of homelessness, I'm all for it. So I'm always willing to participate and collaborate with whomever wants to come and support a veteran. So yeah, by any means, we're always open for collaboration. Just contact us. Just all we do, like I said, we don't charge veterans anything. We don't charge community organizations a dime. All they have to do is contact us, and if they are serious about working a program or project, we get behind them. We support that. So yeah, so we're always available. So
Joe,
okay.
Yes.
Well, Darren, and Joe, I'm going to give Joe your number, and Joe, I'll give Darren's, vice versa, and you two connect and see what you can do. How's that?
Funny thing,
Joe, your last name is
the same as my cousin.
Okay. Now hold on, we do have another caller, 513. I'm going to see if that one has any questions. Hold on.
Sounds good.
Hello, 513.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, 513. Hi.
Yeah, I'm you.
Hi. All right. Okay. Do you have a question for Joe Molino or Darren or myself?
No, I just happened to see you on Facebook today and seen the conference was tonight, and just figured I'd tune in and see what you had to say and what you all was all about. You know, I was
all right. Hey, if you have a question, I'll put you on mute, and you can listen to the show, or you can listen to the show either way, and I'll check back with you in a little while and see if you have a question. How's that?
That'd be great.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining the show. We appreciate it.
Yes,
Joe. Like the idea of the chamber or any organization, there's hundreds and hundreds of organizations out there, Joe, that are very supportive of veterans. They're always trying to do things. Like earlier was mentioned, Home Depot, Lowe's, some places they have. They honor veterans by providing like special parking space for veterans. You know, there's a lot of organizations and companies who are trying to connect with the military community, and they just don't know how. So, if anyone that is listening in your show and they're interested on connecting with and serving as a local community or as a community partner, we would love to hear from you. We actually embed individuals or organizations within communities to work with the community leadership to support programs and projects that has a direct impact in the local community. Regardless of where you are, whether you are in Salt Lake City or you are somewhere in Florida or Texas or New York, it doesn't matter to us where you are. We work with you in getting what we call the military veteran advisor, which those are key individuals within the communities. They are the ones that serve as the liaison, as the bridge between the military and the civilian communities. So there is a lot of, like say, I can't say anything wrong about anybody. Everybody does have a lot of huge, big heart for veterans and for military families, and there are so many people out there pouring their hearts out to helping our brothers and sisters. So I just want to thank everyone who is in the community.
I want you to give out the website and the information so we could our audiences could actually participate, and there are many veterans that listen to the show.
Absolutely.
Joe, let me
say
something.
The website is very simple, and I'll send it to you also so you can put it on the on Facebook. But the website is www.vccsd.org. It's V as in Victor, Charlie, S as in Sam, and D as in David, .org.
When do you do your radio show? How can we find that?
That is also part of the website. On the website, right there on the front line says radio show. We run the radio show every Friday at 1:30. If anyone wants to, you know, be part of that show, and we run it live on Facebook and also on YouTube as well as iHeart and iTunes and all those. And it's always live, just like what we're doing now. And so, again, it's 1:30 every Friday. Within the show, we have segments that we can recognize individuals who are providing an impact to the veteran community at their local level. So check us out. And I want to thank you, Joe, for the invitation to be on your show. And
thank you so much for coming
continue.
On.
We'll still be talking on LinkedIn, and then we can I can send you the info through LinkedIn that way you can post it on how people can get in touch with us. And again, I really, really like what you guys are doing. I really appreciate it. I really thank you for having me on the show and be able to share what we are doing. And I know the time is short, but I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Have a great evening, and thank you. Now, we also have the other guest that came on, Darren Aquino is here. And he came on early with X-Spine, and I'm glad he did because it fits into his whole self because of his experience. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm doing good. You know, I wanted to finish a comment. When I started this organization 35 years ago, before the Americans with Disabilities Act because of Ronald Reagan, you know, there's a lot of programs out there, but they don't provide enough meaningful service to mainstream back our veterans. I've been doing the civil rights aspect of it. I'm the only one in the country, and we're national. This is why, even with our elected folks, the elected have neglected the most valuable but now vulnerable our veterans. There should never be one homeless veteran. To see one is a disgrace of the country and the leadership. President Trump stood up for the veterans by providing anywhere, anytime, any place health care because of the mental illness. New York is destructive with our veterans when it comes to these men and women. I'm their best advocate because my family, seven generations, served. So this is why I'm running for office. I get sick and tired of hearing folks, you know, and everybody, the elected, of course, neglect that subject. The only one that likes that subject is the president because he wants to do more. But without a legislative Congress that's in compliance with we the people, our veterans will remain homeless. And that's what my fight has begun to run for Congress. You're not leaving our veterans on the street, and that's that, plain and simple. Because if they neglect them, Joe, you got to think about it. Where next? And if they don't care about them, they'll never care about us. So that's why I'm running.
That's
but
true.
I've created with other people, and they come and go, because we're a national nonprofit. We're a national civil rights policing. I created the civil rights police. And when I get into Congress, the president likes the idea. We're going to create other jobs with that that are citizens that oversee, just like our Constitution says, a well-regulated militia to watch the very government that's supposed to serve us instead of rule us. So I'm really, this is a very good subject. Yes, go ahead.
Right now, I don't know about where you are, but over here we got a mayor that is mandating to executive order that if you have more than 10 people in your home, they can come in and take you out.
Yeah, no, they can't. That's an infringement. One thing I'm good with, I taught myself and had four presidents support me and three United States justices. There is no infringement. Your body is your person, your choice, your call. There'll be no infringement. Any federal court will throw it out, and then they'll be subject to punitive damages. So don't let anybody bully you. That's what's going on bad in this country. But the other thing, that they neglected our veterans. Nancy Pelosi, especially Ilhan Omar, wanted to give $100 million to illegals and leave our veterans homeless, while Nancy Pelosi sat there and ate her ice cream while hungry veterans were on the street with her designer ice cream. The nerve of one of our elected doing that and then bashing the president and neglecting the issues. I'm so tired of that. America is tired of that. That's why I'm running for office, because I'm sick and tired. And every American has a duty to protect and defend the Constitution. Whenever a military member or a person is elected, what do they say? Reaffirm the oath. We're born into the oath because it's our country. It was built for us. We inherited it, and we shouldn't let anybody dictate and take it from us.
Yeah, it's correct. The other thing is, since you're running for Congress, and CD, what, 19,
where are
right?
You, Joe? Where are you? Where are you?
CD 19?
I'm
here in I'm in actually in Broward County, so where I live is CD 20.
Okay, you're by and my brother.
I live in Sunrise, and we're CD 20. We have raids
no
down here, CD 20, 21, 22. Yeah, we got Noble's Hastings.
Alfie Hastings.
Yeah.
Who's dying of cancer.
Oh my gosh. You got some issues over there. You got these folks jumping up. We got a mayor here that's running for Congress, and he's left the veterans in the street. He's got the tent cities. Not only do you have disabled veterans homeless and the systemic mental illness problem, because we got the David Lawrence Center that has nobody to facilitate medical services for our veterans. I want to build the Cape Coral facility and make it a regular overnight hospital. Our veterans are a priority. You know, they are a priority. We would have no freedom without these men and women, these courageous men and women. So, you know, but
do you
have
a VA there? You don't have a Veterans Administration there?
Yes, we do. Yes, but they're not full time. They're not full time. And you know, it was laid back here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was laid back over here. Naples was like a luxury city. But what happened?
Is the president aware of this?
The president is now aware of it. You know, I know the president for 30 years. He knows I'm running. Mike Caputo says, Darren, you got to win. Washington
wants you to win. Yeah, but he's the one that cleaned out all the corruption of the VA. He needs to be made aware these people are sleeping on the job.
Well, of course. But you see, those are leftover folks from other administrations, because the president's not a bad guy. Mr. President is a very good man, and he doesn't want to toss anybody out. But when he hears all the simple facts and the other candidates that are running that are elected legislators in the state house, what move did they make? Here's how you know that they're not good. They don't even mention the topic. They don't even mention it. And what they don't mention it means they're going to be the same neglectors, and everybody, these folks think I'm taking this as a job. I'm going in as a responsibility, and I'm not going to serve more than 10 years. When I get out, I'll be 70, and I'll still have some good life left, and I'm only doing this to help repair because I know how to do it. I want to go and serve my country. I don't want no lobbyists at my door unless they got the cure for cancer. I'm listening, you know. But other than that, these other lobbyists, these guys, they line their pockets. We give them careers, and they take away our dollars, and they infringe on our lifestyle. We have to change that. We have to step up as Americans, make better choices. This primary, okay, I was in the lead. I don't know what's going on because there's so much corruption. There's too much nepotism. You got the local Republican club. I like this guy. That doesn't bring us to where we need. We got to put nepotism and corruption away and just let's look at the candidate, the character, their transparency, their loyalty, their love for country, their background and experience. My experience for fighting for people for 35 years has been nothing but successful with the support of four United States presidents, Republican presidents, that believed in everything I'd done. And then I was congratulated by three justices because I brought lawsuits against individuals that were infringing on veterans. My organization, nobody gets paid. It's all volunteers. It's the only one of its kind. A lot came up after it to profit from what they saw. They modeled me, but they can't because I own ADA Advocates. They can't do it. But the lawyer's going to hit them all with gag orders to stop them from using and infringing on what I started. It was an integral organization that now led me to go to Congress because they're abusing. Everybody wants to put a dollar in their pocket, and that's all they care about. And that's not good. That's not good. We have to strengthen our nation now. This is the worst time of this country's history. This is going backwards to Civil War again. And we need that. And that's why they want to infringe on your Second Amendment, so you can't fight back. Why do you think your First Amendment is first, right? Your thoughts, your speaking. And why do you think they put a Second Amendment? Because anybody that disagreed with your voice, you had to protect yourself. And they knew that. These men, our forefathers, were very wise in this founding. We were supposed to build on that, and now they're breaking it down with sledgehammers. So we have to strengthen that again. That's what I want to do.
That's why Ben Franklin said, about being a Republican, if we could keep it. That line, if we could keep
that's
it.
That's exactly right. He said that after
today.
The second drafting. He said that to a woman after the second drafting when she said, "What sort of government did you build for us?" He said, "A republic, and we hope you can keep it." I'm trying to fight so we can keep it, Joe. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't want anything for it. I'll take my paycheck, and then I'm done in 10 years. Because they'll never agree to the term limits I want. Because they want the cash cow. And you know who the cash cow is? You and me. So I'm going to go and fight for us. If I get in, and God willing, and the people are listening, you vote for me, I'm going in. And I'm going to take them down. I'm going to fight
Hold
on. Do you have a primary?
I do. We have it on the 18th of August.
And are you having a debate with your opponent?
Oh, yeah. They call them forums. But here's the problem. Down in Cape and Lee County, because one was friends with Dane and she knew the moderator, they excluded me from the forum and said they couldn't find me. How is it they find me all around the country and I get calls from here and there, Illinois. Actually, I'm working on a disabled veteran.
They're Republicans?
Yep.
They're rhinos.
Yep, that's them. So she brings in Dane, this guy.
We got a bunch of those here in Broward.
Oh, God,
trust
yes.
Me.
But you see, that's what's wrong. We got folks that they're not real Republicans. They're not real, true Republicans. And that's why they're attacking our president. Look at that Mitt Romney. We've got a bunch of Mitt Romneys here yelling and waving that Republican flag like they give a damn about us. They don't. They want a friend in there. They want nepotism so they can control him, and it looks good. They're using all their influence to help somebody. And then you got another guy who was very questionable. He's been investigated three ways. And then you got two other candidates that didn't support the Second Amendment. Neither did they enforce the abortion. You know, they're saying they're pro-life, but they didn't demonstrate that in two of their bill signings. So, and that's Byron and Dane Eagle. But, you know, I don't care about their character. I'm a voter, okay? I'm a voter. I'm a candidate. It's not okay. And, you know, Reagan's 11th Amendment rule, this is the time where you break that amendment and you say they're just not good and they're going to be a problem for us. Not one of them mentioned the vulnerable and this COVID. They talk about direction, but they don't talk about who it affected other than the business. They don't want to get on a topic they don't have an answer for. I have an answer and a solution, and I'll fix it. Because when the president, Mike Caputo, came and said, "Darren, you have to win. You got to grassroots your way through, because the president's counting on you." So I'm trying to do it.
Yep.
And I got family money. I don't take corporate money. I don't do that. I won't do that. Okay? I ran for mayor of New York.
Do you have a good ground game?
I do. My guys came out from New York. A lot of folks are here. People make calls. You wouldn't believe it. Car deals, everybody. People, you know, over the years, there's so many New Yorkers in my area because Naples is the richest place in the country. And a lot of friends and family who have influential friends. And then my cousin stepped up to help me in this end stage. And, you know, he was the owner of Arizona Ice Tea. He was the creator and founder. I said, I need your help now. I got to make commercials. And it's done. And now we'll put out the first commercial maybe Tuesday. Because I saved that for the end. I don't think we should blow all our money.
Joe, he has the fire in the belly. You know, I like him.
Yes.
What?
You always wait till the last 2-3 weeks to do the commercials because you don't want to pick too early.
Right. Put it out before 2 weeks before the 18th.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
the
area.
Yeah. And you'll probably get crossover because some of the stuff in the Naples area, some of the commercials end up coming towards us here in Broward. So just I-75.
Are you a veteran?
No, my family, 7 generations. Down to my nephew, who's still there now. He's a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marines. He's already did 18 years.
God bless him.
He went in right after 9/11. And he got pinned by my cousin, a retired colonel. He pinned him as lieutenant boss. So that was a big deal for our family.
Made you get involved with ADA?
I was disabled. I was the kid they laughed at and said I wouldn't be anything. And all I did was pursue. Then I became an actor. And what was I, 30? Yeah, I became a union actor in 2000. I worked on Sopranos, Law and Order Special Victims for 3 years. I was a regular on that show. Yeah, well, you know, and I changed.
You're quite diverse.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, because I was disabled. I became a chef, a private chef. You know, I came out of New York. The famous restaurant Rayo's, that was my uncle on my father's side. And then my cousin was the creator of Arizona Ice Tea on my mother's side. My sister, my first cousin, we grew up together. You know, we're very close family. And, you know, I wanted to do my own thing. I had polio on a club foot. And, you know, I was that challenged kid. Everybody laughed at me and make fun of me. You know, kids are mean. Kids are just mean.
Yeah, I know. We need to work on the idiots and the bullies. Yes.
Yeah,
I know. People are just generally small-minded and mean.
And here's the metal thing. I wrote a book. It's called The Seasons of Emma by Darren Aquino. If you look on Amazon, it's the first disabled series patented and copywritten, and I donated all the proceeds from the first book to disabled special needs children and to homeless disabled veterans. I didn't take
Did
one
you get involved in writing titles 3 and 5 at all?
Excuse me?
Titles 3 and 5, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
That's right. What about Title 3 is about the public? What about it?
Were you involved? Did you help in any writing of it?
Oh, gosh, yes. Before it was written, I sent everything to President Bush and Reagan before it was even written. That's why I started Advocates for Disabled Americans. Before there was an ADA, I was Advocates for Disabled Americans in 1984.
Well, I was a lobbyist back in New York. I lobbied. Mm-hmm. You know how you couldn't take a wheelchair off a sidewalk? So now I lobbied with somebody else by the name of Herb Rothman to have cement ramps done in
the
street.
The curb cut.
Why I was one of the big founders of that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay.
And
I also wrote
Kaplan,
a book, 101 Questions You Wanted to Know About the Title 5, 3 and 5, Americans with Disabilities.
Right.
So
just
I'm very
title
much into ADA.
Me too. And what I've done, but see, they infringe Title II. Title II is the government's responsibility to uphold, because no one is exempt from the ADA. No one.
No one is.
I fought a case, and then Sandra Day O'Connor came down in 2005. She wrote me a letter afterwards because I was very active politically to be the chief advocate, to make sure that compliance was upheld. And I did a lot of that. My friend was the commissioner in New York, Matt Saplin. And I showed him during the 2004 convention because Bush, too, worked with me. I made the convention accessible because Bloomberg didn't want to. And my friend Matt Saplin, that's how I met him. I said, listen, can't you see the writing on the wall? What are you, blind? He said, it just so happens I am. Because we're talking on the phone. I said, well, you should know better. Would you become a token disabled person because you got elected in a position? You need to get on this. Access, it should not be denied because they're having a public event. My access should be secured. If you can't do it, I will do it. I said, why don't you take the day off and I'll handle it for you? Oh, I'm a very aggressive, staunch advocate. You do not break me. I hold up the law in front of your face.
You have to have an unconditional love of people, you know?
And I do.
And you want to help people.
Oh, God,
There's no reason not to.
That's right. That's right. Why not?
That makes you a good Samaritan. Okay? Instead of this BLM and Antifa and all the bad people.
Oh, my God.
It ain't helping humanity. It is not helping anybody.
Not helping anybody. It's just a lie. Those were the same folks at the inauguration when I got there. Now they call themselves Black Lives Matter. I told them everybody's lives matters. Okay? I don't know who you come from, I told them. Oh, I tell them right off. I'm a New Yorker. And I let everybody know, listen.
So am I. I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, I grew up in East Harlem. Yeah. So, and then Queens, and then, you know, my single mom, you know, but my dad and everything was always in every day of my life because, you know, I had to get surgeries. I had 17 surgeries, and nothing stops me. Even my doctor says, you're a walking miracle. I says, I know God had a special plan for me. And today, he wants me to be congressman, and I'm going to be a good congressman. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be in the community. I gave out my phone number, and I said, this phone, my cell phone, is now going to be the constituent hotline. You will never not have an opportunity to communicate with your congressman. Now, this is it. They went, really? The reporter on NBC. It's there. Go on NBC in Florida, and you'll see it. There was last week, Darren Aquino, candidate for Congress. And I said, he said, you'll give your number, and I just rattled off the number. I said, I made that clear at the BOPAC meeting. I'm going to be the hands-on congressman. Enough of the rhinos. Enough. We had enough. If I'm going to solve
it. We need more of that. We need more of that.
Are you going to the convention?
Had COVID. Let me just tell you that. I had COVID. I was laid up for 8 weeks. I don't want to risk it because of the second spiking there. I'm here with my manager, Frank Spatorno. And we're sitting in the house, and we were just talking about that. There's so much nepotism here. I have to go to Joe Gutis. And he didn't get back to me yet. A lot of people get full of themselves.
I was on the phone with Joe Gruder in the forum yesterday, and Ashley Moody, and stuff like that. It was a short one. But the deal is, they're so busy with Trump and his reelection that some of the little candidates or the Congress candidates, you know, the downtrend, is being ignored in some cases. And that's a problem we have, and we need to stop that.
Listen, without, you see, that's where nepotism comes in. And that's why our little counties and states get screwed. You understand? That's why we got to refresh. Like I said, our forefathers wanted a refreshing and renewing. I wanted to set 10 years maximum service for a congressman and 2 terms for the senator because they do 12 years. And that's enough. That's right. If you can't do it, you know, and I put that out, and Dane Eagle plagiarized it. Like our president got plagiarized. Dane Eagle copied my thing and thought I wasn't going to be at the plant and threw it out there. And his manager, she copied word for word, verbatim, what I was saying because I said there'll be no video in here. Nobody copied my material because a lot of folks think that you can't sue them. You can, and put a gag order on them. Your words,
yes, you can.
Are copyright.
Very big on your copyright. Words. Yes, you can.
Okay? Your words are like your book. It's just not
those
on paper.
Those are your own quotes. Those are your own thoughts.
That is exactly
right. They cannot
right.
steal it.
He did, and that just showed. He goes over as arrested for DUI. Now I want this guy driving drunk in the streets of Washington, kill somebody's kid. What's going on with people? They cover it up and they give you this. That's why the 11 commandments now must be broken when you have candidates like this. Kusi Asgar, he tells you his name is Casey. He's an Iraqi citizen that became American from supposedly joining the military that didn't fight any battle. But we have Iraqi sleeper cells here, and they present themselves as Americans. We have deep state problems because the Clintons gave away 6 million free illegals here, and they came and they blew up the World Trade first. Then they shot it down. Then they hit it with planes. I was on the corner when the first plane hit. I'm sick and tired of, you know, one of the things that I'm making as a proposal to amend and correct and ratify is you can't, if you're not American born, if the president is the only person that's got to be American born, that's not good enough. It has to be in Congress and in the Senate. American born, and that's that. Because these
Obama wasn't American born.
Well, but this is why everybody says to me, but they won't say it. At least somebody said it. But then they go back to their way of being just them, politically correct. I don't do political correct. I do American patriotism. I stand up for this country. I will die for my country. I'll do whatever it takes, and I'll stand by my president. And that's that. Donald comes from my neighborhood.
I agree with you. Congress and the Senate should be American-born.
Well, you need to get rid of Alien Omar and
I think English should be the first language. I think that you should take a test and pass and have be vetted with the Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. You've got to go to my webpage at Aquino4forCongress.com, and I put it there. They go, I came out in polls. I was the front runner. You understand? That doesn't go away, but this guy's got $3 million that's being investigated. They think it might have terrorist ties to it. But let me tell you, worse than that is Big Pat giving these local guys money because they want to buy the seat to own the guy that they're putting in the seat. And that means
exactly.
We're screwed. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah,
welcome to politics. I've seen that before. Several times.
Well, that could be here in the
1950s. It is.
We got two good men besides me, and I always tell them that if one of you guys won, I would be very happy and get behind you. But I don't. I'm a voter. I wouldn't vote for anybody on the floor except Cowell is a veteran, okay, and Dan Severson. They're my friends, and I just met them here. But they're wonderful people. You know, they're good spirited, and we're not professional politicians. I don't want professionals. It's time to send them packing. So if we can make any sense to the American people, let's just wash the house. I put the first out with the house. I did that first online. And then you got these other – you got a young kid in there, Chrissy, that she followed me around the campaign. Then she decided to come out at the end. And she just thinks she's a know-it-all. We don't need a smarty pants. And we need folks with experience. She's 23 years old. What did she think she could achieve? She has no idea what her grandparents need. She has no clue because she's not lived her life at least 32 years old. Get some life experience, then come back, because if your character doesn't change, then you'll be good. Don't be an energized, young, smart-ass kid to come out and say something because, oh, you're putting fake news. I gave my phone number. I didn't give my phone number. I gave and surrendered my phone to be my private phone. Is going to be the citizen's hotline. It's no longer going to be my phone. It's going to be the phone that's with me so that if you call me and you want to talk to your congressman, and this is anything you need, I serve the country. If you have a congressional question, now you can contact me directly. That was my promise that everybody said, that's you. They tried
Did she
to
work on your
down.
Campaign?
She was like volunteering, but they all show up late. When we did the Martin Luther King parade, I showed up at 7 o'clock to decorate the truck, okay? You know they don't do that in New York. Because
you know,
New York
you should have had her sign a non-disclosure, non-compete, non-circumvent.
Well, no. You know what it is? She's arrogant. She just finished, I got my JD. I'd like to see that in the court. She's just a loudmouth. She's a loudmouth. She's using her femininity. She's got no real plan.
We choked some of those.
Stuff. I don't want to hear her quotes. I want to hear a plan of action. And she gives you that big smile because she's a young kid. She has no idea what she's entering. She just wants to be there. Oh, I volunteered on Donald's campaign. I worked, you know how many campaigns I worked? I got presidents and judges elected, okay? I bring out the people. I fought 11 cases, and I made it to the Supreme Court on a pro se motion because the draft, the brief, was so compelling. Now, the clerk of the court called me. Sotomayor called me in to meet with her and said, Darren, you're amazing. How did you do it? Because I'm dyslexic. How did you draft the paper? I dictated them. I read and studied and studied and studied because, Madam Justice, I will not quit. I will not quit. And she said,
That's what we need. That's what we need for a congressman in any district, not just in yours.
I will be there. Joe, you guys, I tell you, I'm glad you have me here. I will do it. It's
I want to see if we can. There's a guy.
Can you tell us where we can find you?
Absolutely.
And where some of your events are?
Darren, let me see if this guy wants to ask you any questions before we do that. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Hello, 513. Do you have any questions for Darren before he leaves?
Yeah, I might. Like I say, I just seen you on Facebook this afternoon and sort of never heard of you before, Joe, and got a little bit curious, so I figured I'd tune in. My name is Bill Goins. I founded Huck's Army, which supported Governor Mike Huckabee for president. We ended up winning eight states, and I haven't been involved in politics for quite a while. I've been with my grandkids and running and playing ball with them, but we're about to lose our country, so I was decided to get back in again. And I had a Huck Army Special Forces website that where we put our groups together and we communicated. This was before Facebook time. And I've turned that old Huck Army Special Forces into Common Sense Coalition. And what we're able to do that is that I've listed six of the real close senator races. And so some of these races, like Al Franken, beat Coleman by 315 votes, and they stole that. Coleman was ahead. So a lot of these races is going to come down close, and I'm pretty excited about hearing about this. Is about veterans. It's because I like to organize this like an army, and you basically it's one telling two, and once you do that, that's six in your group, and you're basically a private first class, and you have two of them, and it's a corporal. But it's a way to start, and the concept is one telling two. 18 times. That's a million. And something that Darren said that was sort of interesting is that you said, too, that everybody neglects the locals is that I have a United States map with all 3,000 counties listed that I can change color, any color I want to. And they all start out blue, and I turn on into red as we basically get a stronghold there and take it over. And I'm getting ready to launch that again. And basically what you do is that we have what's called a John Hancock page. And, John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence so bad he wanted to be big. He wanted King to see his deal. And so that's what we want to do. Everybody is, as they're talking, they're posting on Facebook, and they do all of that. And they're not held responsible. And what we do is once you go and you recruit somebody and you join, you're listed there as a recruiter, and then we ask you to find two more to join our forces, and then they show there right out from you. And now you can hold people accountable for whether they're working or not, and then we have going to have a forum on that. But it's something that just Kim Plastic up in Baltimore. I basically seen her on Glenn Beck, and so they're struggling up in Baltimore and the city council there. And I'm looking basically to get behind some candidates that, especially veterans, would work great for mine. Somebody could contact
Darren's,
me a little bit more, I'd explain some more. Yeah.
Yes.
Darren, you can, go ahead.
Okay.
Darren?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. If you could get a hold of this gentleman if you want. Tell everyone where they can reach your website as well as the number because you're coming towards the...
Here's a good way to get me. I'm going to say this because this show's going to be taped. like I told the constituents when I announced, my cell phone is going to be the citizens' hotline. A first time ever that you're going to have direct contact with your congressman. No more secretary. I mean, they'll be there. All that's going to be in place. But when you have a pressing issue that's of my concern and my duty to respond, here's what's going to be. Like I promised when I came out, 929-245-1151. You have a direct number to your congressman, your representative. I don't represent only the district, but I represent the country. And I think and believe and always believe that you should be able to talk with your congressman and not wait for his appointment because he gets appointed because of you. And I'm going to be loyal to my constituents. I'm going to be faithful, transparent, upstanding. And I'm going to be in the district more than I'm in Washington so that we can work and solve our problems together. It's the only way it will get done because any congressman
yeah.
coming
hold
out.
On. Hold on a minute, Don. Hold on. Yeah, wait, hold on, Don. We've heard that a little bit. Let's talk to Joe here. Joe, do you know how long have you known
yes.
Don, Joe? How long have you known Don?
I knew Darren for actually I knew Darren for a while going back to the New York days, but we actually met on the radio actually with Mike Essence show, so I know
okay,
Darren
so
for
just,
a while.
Okay, so he just popped up here out of nowhere. We're gonna probably get cut off
each other.
In about 3 or 4. Okay, yeah. We're probably gonna get cut off here in just a minute or two. It's getting close to 8 o'clock. I guess it cuts out. Do me a go to short link is SaveTheSenate2020.com and or get the Bill BILLGOINS on Facebook. Send me a message there and we'll get together. And I want to tell you a little bit more about what I'm able to do. And I've got a programmer working on another program where we build our own army and we basically crack each other and do that. And that website should be finished in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, I'd like to talk to you all and show you a little bit, and then I believe we could do something, guys.
Okay. That's fine.
Let me just
all
give my website,
you.
So, let me give my website to everybody so that they can go to www.aquino4congress.com. Or you could always Google Darren Aquino. Or you can Google Darren Aquino.
Spell it.
Okay. AQUINO 4 at congress.com. And you could get me directly there. But you all have my phone number. And that's out even on NBC. Yes.
Darren.
Go ahead.
Spell your first name.
Darren. D-A-R-R-E-N. DARRENAQUINO. A lot of stuff will
excellent.
Come up because I'm an actor, so you'll see everything about me.
Okay.
And everything is about
thank you, thank you, Darren. So much for coming on the show.
Yeah,
it was a pleasure
being
with you
left.
Guys.
You got some fire in that
right,
belly,
thank
you
so
and you
much.
Got the knowledge, and you got the go-to. Go get them.
Well, I'm going
to.
So, guys, call me if you need me. Call me if you need me.
Of course. I will.
I want to practice being a congressman and answering the phone. Hello, this is Darren, congressman.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, Darren, 513. I will take your answer.
All right.
513.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. We're
thank
getting
you.
To the end of the show. I want to thank Joe Molina. I want to thank Darren, I'd like to thank 513 and others that were in the chat room. I'd like to thank my co-host, Scarlett. I'd like to thank all our listeners. Wednesday, we have two candidates, Mark Pakuta, who's running for...
Mark Pakuta and Carlos Spalding running in
Spalding.
District 23. Thank you, everyone.
Oh,
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless the
I remember
country.
That Scarlett letter.
God bless you, Darren.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Good night.
I had to start again. just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston.